Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We praise the Lord for another wonderful day. We give God the honor and we give him the praise. It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. It brings me such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the Pentagon Man, Pentagon Man Up line, where we are here to praise God and just share a word from the Lord. Want to start off, as always, in prayer. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for how you bless and how you allowed us to sleep throughout the night. Lord God, we are so grateful, so eternally grateful how you just provide grace and mercy and love for our lives. Now we pray, Lord God, that this word today, that it will be used to edify you, that it will be used to encourage others, Lord God, of how we can have a better relationship with you. Lord God, this is our prayer. Lord God, this is our will. As always, we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today we just want to talk about just freedom from sin. Freedom from sin. We, on this week, this past weekend, had the pleasure of going to see a great movie called 12 Years of Slavery. And I can give you a quick synopsis of the movie. Basically, it was about a man from New York, Solomon, and he was duped into going down to Washington, D.C., and to perform. After performing all week, then the two gentlemen that went to, that requested his presence, they got him drunk, and then they beat him. Then they end up selling him into slavery. Now, of course, being a black man who was free, he said and petitioned and said that he was a free man. Well, they beat him to the place where he gave in to the mindset of being a slave. From there, from Washington, D.C., he was shipped down to Georgia, and then from Georgia, he was sold into slavery in New Orleans. And basically, the story is of how this man survived and lived for 12 years as a slave, how he saw many of his friends, people who he had met along the way, missing his family, missing his wife and his two kids, but how he had a mindset of wanting to survive, or wanting to live. There's actually a statement that he makes. He says, they said, you know, you got to survive. You have to play dumb to survive. And he said, I don't want to survive. I want to live. Well, today we want to just share with you on what we feel God is inspiring us to share with you. God wants us to live and live a life that is more abundantly, live a life that is that is free from headaches and let me rephrase that. He wants us to live a life that will be in accordance to his will and the way that he will want us to live. Now, we truly understand that there will be tough times in our lives. There will be times where we have to suffer. But even in our suffering, there ought to be a joy, a happiness, There ought to be a peace of mind that tells us that if I have to go through this, and as long as this is in accordance to God's will, then I'm going to be all right. See, I think so many times that we get this notion that we're never going to suffer. We're never going to have any difficult times. Well, that's not what God says, and that's not what God teaches us. But he does teach us how to survive, and rather how to live a life that we will always give him honor, that we will always give him praise, and that it is a state of mind, a freedom that we will have. Even this past week, there was we studied and we talked about freedom and talked about many levels of freedom and how the most important, how people have our freedoms have been taken, where we can't just freely go onto an airplane, but we have to be secure. We have to be searched. And where, you know, before in the 70s, where you can literally just walk up to the plane, you would drop your bags off, and you literally can walk up to the plane. Well, now you have to go through security and different protocols. And now, even in the government, for most jobs, you have to go through security clearances. And some of our freedoms have been taken away. Now, yes, some of those precautions or protocols have been in place to protect us, but they have also been there to not allow us to have full access as we used to have. God is saying to us today that he wants us to have full access to him. God wants us to realize that there is nothing that can separate us from his love. And because of that, then we ought to walk in the freedoms that we have. Now, we talk about this and we share this freedom or this idea of freedom freedom from sin. Now, let's be clear. We were born and shaped in the iniquity of sin because of the falling of Adam, and because we are his descendants, his seed, that we are formed and shaped in the iniquity of sin. But we understand that Jesus, our sweet Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, he died on the cross to set us free from the penalty of sin. See, the penalty of sin was death. But because of what Jesus has done, because of what he died on the cross and then was buried and then was resurrected, we now have freedom. We now are free from the penalty of sin. And because of that, then we ought to walk as such as that, as free men, free women. We ought to walk as free people. See, we have to realize that in order for us to be free, we first have to free our minds. Excuse me. The first thing that we must do in order to have this freedom from sin, is to be persistent in knowing God's word. In 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 15, very familiar verse, very known verse. It says, the New National Standard Bible says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." We need to be persistent in knowing God's word and knowing that we have to study his word. See, let me ask you this question. When was the last time you really picked up your Bible and studied your word? When was the last time you decided that you weren't going to just do it on a Sunday morning, But throughout the week, you set aside time just to study God's word. See, I've come to realize that we can't really know God unless if we know his word. We can't know God unless if we know his word. Now, you might not be one that might be able to call back to your remembrance every word or everything you study. But you ought to be able to know God's word. You ought to be able to recall some of the ideals or the principles of God's word. One of the things that kind of disgusted me in this movie was the fact that there were slave masters who was preaching the word of God. And their interpretation of the word was totally wrong. And I thought about it, and I said, wow, these slaves think that because this man or this woman, because they're reading the word of God and they don't have a knowledge or understanding of God's word, they had to take it as the truth. And so many of us, we hear preachers, we hear teachers, and we just take their word at face value. Even today, as I share this word with you, I dare you. As we used to say, I double dare you. Go back, look at these scriptures, and see what the Lord is saying to you. Whenever your minister, your pastor, your synagogue leader, your mosque leader, whoever is sharing the word of God and they give their interpretation, not to be disrespectful, but write down. When you go to church, you ought to have an ink pen or a pencil and pieces of paper to study and to write down, rather, the points that whoever is preaching is talking about. And then you'll be able to go home throughout the week and study and say, this is what they meant. I've learned that is one of the ways that I kind of assured my calling, because I used to write down my pastor's messages or whoever was preaching, and I would go back and say, well, why did she say this, and why did he say that and not say that? And I understood that's the way that God was testing me. That's the way that God was nurturing me. That's what God was doing, stirring up in me the gifts that he has to use for this world, for his kingdom. So the first thing is you must be persistent. That means you got to do it on a regular, continuous basis, studying God's word, knowing God's word, reading God's word, looking at God's word. The second thing you must do is you must be persistent in prayer. In order to be free, have a mindset that is free from sin, you got to be persistent in prayer. Philippians 4th chapter, verse 6 says, do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. We must understand that despite our situation, our circumstances, we can't worry. You know, we get to a place that we worry about how our bills going to be paid. We worry about if our children going to be right, or if they're going to be all right in school. We worry about if our mate is cheating on us. We worry about if the boss is going to give us our raise. We worry about, you know, just several weeks ago, I mean, or about a month ago, the federal government was furloughed. We, there were so many of my friends, so many of my coworkers was worried about if their bills were going to be met. And they said, Jay, why you don't seem worried? Why you not worried? And I told them, because I pray and I trust in God. I understand that God is going to bless me. And not only is God going to bless me, but God has blessed me and is going to continue to bless me. So why should I worry when I have a Father who is rich in heaven, who has created the entire world? So why should I even worry? I'm at a place where I'm just trusting in God. There's a hymn that I love to sing. It says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. We got to get to the place where we are persistent in our prayers. And not just praying when we are in need, but praying on a regular, consistent basis. Colossians, the fourth chapter, starting at verse 2, reads, continue praying, keep alert, and always thanking God. Also, pray for us. This is Paul writing. Also, pray for us that God will give us an opportunity to tell people his message. Pray that we can preach the secret that God has made known about Christ. That is why I am in prison. Pray that I can speak in a way that will make it clear, as I should. Be wise in the way you act with people who are not believers, making the most of every opportunity. When you talk, you should always be kind and pleasant, so you will be able to answer everyone in the way you should. Now, you can't answer everybody in the way you should if you haven't been praying. Because when you pray before you do something, when you pray before you make that decision, then you're asking God and you're telling God, God, this is so important. My life is so important that these decisions that I make are so important that I need to be led by you. I need your Holy Spirit to give me the words to say. I think so many of us, sometimes we fall into sinful situations because we haven't prayed. We haven't been praying. We just go and do. And then, just like the nation of Israel, we find ourselves going back, praying, asking God for forgiveness, asking God to set us free from captivity. And because God is so merciful and God is so gracious, he allows us to come out of that situation. Well, just think about it, my brothers and my sisters. If we would pray more, we wouldn't find ourselves in so many difficult situations. And then when we find ourselves in those difficult situations, again, we don't worry. We pray. And we ask God to continue to give us whatever we stand in need of. I don't know about you, but prayer is one of our one of our most effective tools that God has given us. And let me say this before I move on. Don't get caught up in saying that you got to pray like so-and-so. Don't get caught up in that. You pray and you talk to God the way as if you were talking to me or as you're talking to someone in your family. Then yes, there ought to be a reverence. But you be honest. Because think about it. How are you going to be fake with a God that is all-knowing? a God that has created you, that has breathed life into you. How you going to be fake about it? So be real and say, God, I'm having problems in this area, and I need deliverance. God, now you know I want to do this, but I want to do your will. When you look at the example, the greatest example that we have, and that is of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, before he moved, and this is God wrapped up in man, in mankind, in human flesh. He himself, who was fully God and fully human, he himself constantly prayed and constantly said, God, it's not my will, but it's your will. We have to be persistent in our prayer life. And thirdly and last, we have to be persistent in our praise. I want to read a scripture to you here in the NIV, Psalm 146 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. I do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On the very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he who helps is the Lord of Jacob, who hope is the Lord of his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Now, we understand that the book of Psalms, written mostly by David, is a book of songs. But it is a book of song of praise. Now, I read that unto your hand because of the fact that when we are praising God, and I mean true praise, true worship. See, we understand that praise will lead us to a spirit or an attitude of worship. And worship is nothing if you don't truly praise him. So they go hand in hand. So I say to you, when was the last time you praised God? When was the last time you just thank God, not just because of what he's done for you, because he's blessed you with some material things, but the last time you praised God because you woke up in the morning, you were able to speak, you were able to get up and move around, you were able to go and do whatever God had called you to do, that he had placed joy in your heart, that he has delivered you from a situation. We ought to praise God each and every day because we understand that each and every day is definitely a blessing from him. In order for us to really be free from sin, mentally, physically, we have to get to a place where we praise God. And praise God because there is no other God beside him. The Lord revealed to me the other day, and I don't know, maybe he might have shown you this before, that even the three Hebrew boys, as they were thrown into the furnace, that they just did not just sit in the furnace, but that they literally got up and walked around the furnace. And that when the soldiers ran back to see what was going on, he said, they're walking around, but I don't see three, I see four. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I praise in God, I can't keep still. I'm walking. Sometimes I'm walking around in a circle because I'm just praising God and I'm thanking him for all these wonderful things that he's done. And I can only imagine that they were having a praise fest right in the midst of the fire. And because they praised God, because they worshiped God, that God's presence showed up and said, I got to be a part of this. I got to get in this. When you praise God, his Holy Spirit will show up. When you worship him, his Holy Spirit will show up. And though you might be confined to a specific area, there is a freedom that you will have. Maybe not physically, but mentally and spiritually. There's a freedom that you will have that is so wonderful that people will pay to have that type of freedom. I've come to realize that when we are free in our minds, that it doesn't really matter what's going on with our bodies. I don't know if you ever seen anybody that's terminally ill or seen anybody that's been incarcerated. And though they're confined to a specific area or they can't move around or they're sick and they're laid up in a bed, but when you talk to them, you hear in their voice, you see it in their face, in their eyes, such a wonderful freedom because they've come to realize who God is. They come to realize that when they read their word, when they've been praying, and when they've been praising God, that nothing can bound them. There's no strongholds that can keep them from doing whatever God wants them to do. So today, I challenge you. I ask you, be persistent in reading God's word, studying God's word. Be persistent in your prayer life. Pray every day, all day. Don't worry about anything. Trust in God, but pray about it. Before you make that next decision, pray about it. And lastly, be persistent in your praise. Don't just praise God when he's blessing you, but praise God even in the midst of the fire and watch his Holy Spirit. Watch his Spirit show up and be a blessing to you. Lord God, we thank you for this word. We pray, Lord God, that we will be freed. And just as you have done so many times before, that we will have a joy and a peace that passes all understanding. That despite whatever somebody might say to us, we still have joy and happiness. We still have peace. I thank you, Lord God, for the brothers of the Pentagon line. I thank you, Lord God, for the man of line, rather. I thank the Lord for the brothers from the Omega Ministry prayer line. I thank you, Lord God, for the listening audience. And I pray, Lord God, that they will be better and do better, so that they can serve a wonderful God. Thank you, Lord God. I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we say amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for this time of sharing. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr.
And be shaken, but you came and laid your hands on me. And now, oh, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me. And now I can see my storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Even though on Calvary, and now, oh, 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 you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm. Come on, can you port your storm right now? My storm has moved away. Hands and thank him for peace. Even though my heart is breaking, I'm at peace. I never thought I would be shaken. Oh Lord, Lord, I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, 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 Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. You came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hands on me, and now, oh, oh, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. By me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Thank you. I lay down to dream a while. And lately I've been so uninspired without the comfort of your smile.
But I'm not complaining, 'cause that's how it goes. There's always some honey in this life, I suppose. But you can imagine,
I lived in a place they called the inner city. Getting ahead was strictly a no-no, 'cause nobody cares what happens to the folks that live in the ghetto.
Thousands of lives wasting away, people living from day to day. It's a challenge just staying alive, 'cause in the ghetto,
if you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy. Thank you.
down, down on the ground. Well, hold on to your dreams. It's not as hard as it seems. If you try, you can do most anything. Oh, you just can't. Because the sky is the limit. Yeah, you can reach beyond the stars. The sky is the limit. Just let yourself go. Let the river yourself. Are you always behind? Well, wait, 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 way behind. Possibilities are here. Don't you know that you can be a pioneer? Just don't be afraid of the new frontier, yeah. Because the sky is the limit, yeah. You can reach beyond the stars. The sky is the limit. Just let yourself go and let the river flow. Many people have given up. They say the pressure is too hard to bear. Don't have to do it all by yourself. Someone cares up there, up there. So let your talent come bursting right on through, yeah. Because the sky is the limit, yeah. You can reach beyond the stars. The sky is the limit. Just let yourself go.
praises. He has.
Yeah.
listen to me. Oh, oh.
Just look in my eyes. Totally free from the pain. need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back, and I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me.
Money, some There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. Oh, it sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name,
the sweetest name.
Every day with you, Lord, is sweeter than the day before, yeah. Sweetest name.
Sweetest, sweetest, sweetest name.
Let's do this for Miss Dodie. On earth, say, oh, how I love Jesus.
Because he first loved.
Oh, come on and glorify him. That name above every name.
Wipe away my past, and anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last, last. So I tell you, Jesus, thank you. I wanna tata you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna tata you, Jesus. Thank you, yeah, for being mine, mine, mine. Remember. How I wished that he was mine.
You know what I did?
Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside? Bye-bye. Tata you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna tata you, Jesus. Got to thank you, yeah, for being mine, mine, mine. So true, so true.
For being mine.
Life ain't so bad, no. I'ma break it down for you for a moment. Tell you how much I appreciate you. When you whisper in my ear, baby, it'll be okay. You make it better. Rub my body down after a hard day's work. You make it better. Waking up to you in the morning. You make it better. Late in the midnight hour. You make it better. Now I could be the richest man on the earth and not have much at all. But we got something priceless, baby.
Life ain't too bad in the world, yeah. When the world is heavy on my back, baby, you make it better. Oh, when the cross gets heavy, yeah, you make it better, baby.
Can I say it again?
Forever.
real personal then. I said, I love you. I didn't care if it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, I love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, yeah, I love you. I said, yeah. Desire, hallelujah, my heart. You are the desire, my heart.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. We gotta change it, man. Just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it, yeah. Just you and me. Change it, yeah,
change it.
Can't do it alone,
can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, we
need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all. Change the world from what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Yeah.
Just begun to get our share of this world.